So I'm so glad to be here. Why don't we turn to the person next to us with the biggest smile you can have. Say hi to everyone. God bless you. I'm so glad you're here. Right? You need to smile, okay? Don't be angry at each other.
我们向彼此问好, right? 给大家最好,
this morning I came in and I went to the Bible study here that takes place 9:30. Elder Ma is like a sharp machine, right? He always comes and he's there, and I was asking him, hey, what are you guys learning today?
今天早上9点半的时候我来到教会, 马长老每次都是特别准时9点30的时候就会准时到场, 今天我问马长老, 今天我们学习主日学学习的是什么?
And he said Deacon Jason is going to be teaching about 1 Corinthians.
今天是荣伟这个执事给我们讲哥林多前书。
Did you guys finish the whole thing? Yeah? You're amazing. In one session, you finished the entire book of 1 Corinthians. I can't do that.
不知道大家今天有没有把哥林多前书学完, 我是不能够在一个小时之内把它全部学完。
But I want to share with you the central message that I see in that book, find in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, where Paul says,
我要给大家分享的是哥林多前书, 主要的信息。
He says, for I deliver to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins.
最主要的信息是, 就是神为我们而死。
He's having a hard time because that's not in the script, right? He says, the most important thing I can share with you is Jesus Christ, Him crucifying.
我能够给大家分享的最重要的信息就是耶稣基督为我们而死。
And that's what I want to share with you today.
今天我给大家分享的信息也是基督在十字架上为我们而死。I want to talk about
the cross today.
今天我要讲很多关于十字架。
And my prayer is that cross becomes a something that moves our heart once again.
我的希望是十字架能够再次感动我们的心。
That we don't just pass by it without thinking about the cross.
而我们不再是, 经过的十字架而没有任何感动。
That we don't sing these songs about the cross without the emotional stir that God wants us to have.
而我们不再是仅仅是唱这个关于十字架的诗歌而是没有内心的
So let's read Galatians chapter 2:20 together. We're going to read it together. I'll do it in English. You do it in English. Okay. Alright. Alright, let's do that. I have been baptized with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Now I'll read it in Chinese.
加拉太书2章20节, 我已经与基督同钉十字架, 现在活着不再是我, 乃是基督在我里面活着, 而且我如今在肉身活着, 是因信神的儿子而活, 祂是爱我, 为我舍己。
Let me pray. Father, we thank you for this morning and open our eyes and open our hearts to the weight of the cross. God, may we not be so casual with the sacred. May we not be so used to the cross. Father, stir our hearts once again, that our hearts flutter and jump and leap in joy and in sorrow when we think about the cross. We ask for that blessing that our hearts will be centered upon Jesus this morning as we take the communion. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. How many of you have crosses at home? Like it's there, right? It's on the wall, on the bookcase maybe. We used to have a cross in my house when I was young.
可能是在家里面或者在你的书架上面，我们家里面以前的话会有个十字架。
My dad built it with his own hands, and then he covered it with this really cheesy looking gold plated plate, and it's just shiny cross.
我的父亲是亲手做了这个十字架，然后他用一个 一个金闪闪的一个东西把它装饰起来。
And he placed it right above our TV, which was right next to our old Yamaha piano.
我的父亲把这个十字架直接放在我们的家里面以前的电视上面，在我们旁边有个是雅马哈的钢琴旁边。
And because the cross was a little shiny, you'll sit there and watch TV, and your eyes will keep going to the cross.
因为是这个十字架直接在电视的上方，而且是很亮闪闪的，所以你在看电视的时候会不自觉的会看到这个十字架。
So you can't watch anything weird in our house because the cross is right there.
在我们的家里面不能够看这些不合适的这种电视，因为是十字架就在电视的上方。
That cross did not fit any of our decoration in our house.
这个十字架和我们家里面所有的家具完全不相称。
It felt like it was from somewhere else.
感觉这个十字架好像从别的地方而来。
But maybe that's the point because it is from somewhere else.
也许我父亲这样做正是这个原因，因为是这个十字架不是这个世界而来的。
I think back then I didn't understand. I was too young to understand the meaning of the cross.
那个时候我还是太年轻，不能够真正的理解十字架的含义。
But when my mom was going through some really, really tough days, she would look at that cross and say something like, "That cross saved me."
但是当我的母亲经历过特别艰难的时光的时候，她会注视这个十字架，然后说，十字架救了我。
Of course, what she meant was that Jesus saved her, but that cross is almost like it has its arms and comes around and grabs my mom and just encourages her in those difficult moments.
当然我母亲的意思是，耶稣基督拯救了她，但是好像是这个十字架就会从她里面伸出双手来拥抱我的母亲，来给她在艰难的日子里以力量。
Like I said, that cross didn't look like it belonged to our decoration. But it was a kind of a declaration.
就是这个十字架好像跟我们的家具不相符，并不是作为一个装饰而存在，而是一个宣言在我们的家里面。
It's like my mom's testimony. It's like she's saying without words, God has pulled us through this far, and He is still with me.
我的母亲就是看到这个十字架，就是十字架在告诉我们，神已经帮助我们这个家庭走了这么远，他会继续的带领我们这个家庭。
But over time, something happened. What happened is that it's not the cross. Us children stop looking up.
随着时间的推移，好像有些事情慢慢的改变了。十字架并没有改变，但是我们这些孩子有些改变。
I don't think it was for my mom and dad, but for us children, over time, we stop noticing the cross.
这应该不是关于我的父母，是我们这些孩子。随着时间的推移，我们好像已经不能够再看到这个十字架。
The cross was still right above the TV, but we stopped looking.
十字架虽然还是在电视机的上方，但是我们已经不再注意到它了。
It became familiar, like a light switch that you don't look for anymore, nor does it give you any kind of feeling. It's just there.
这个十字架变得习以为常，就像电灯的开关一样，它就在那里。我们已经不再感受到它了。
I think that's what happens when sacred objects like the cross becomes common and becomes familiar to us.
就是当一个神圣的像十字架这样一个象征变得习以为常的时候，就会产生这样的效果。
We stop paying attention to the cross. The cross just becomes part of the background scenery, part of a building.
我们不再是关注十字架，十字架成为一个背景的装饰。
And that could happen to us. We can sing songs on the screen about the cross, and we can wear the cross, right? We can raise our hands for the cross, and yet it does not stir our hearts anymore.
这对我们基督徒来讲也会成为这样的一种光景。我们在唱关于十字架的诗歌，我们也可能带着一个关于十字架的装饰，但是在我们的心里面却不再感受到十字架对我们的震撼。
And soon you and I are so familiar with the cross, we are indifferent towards it. We're numb towards it.
我们对十字架是变得是这样的熟悉，我们反而对它感到麻木了。
We know what it means. We know what it has done for us. We know how it is in our minds. But somehow, our hearts stop feeling the cross.
我们知道十字架的意义，我们的心里面，我们的脑海里面可以感受到它，但是我们的心里面却不再感受到十字架。
How many of you know that there is a cross outside on the front facade?
我们多少人注意到我们这个教会的正门前方就有一个大大的十字架。
Two hands went up, three hands went up, right? Four hands went up, right? Right? Price is right, okay, you can have it, right? It's right out there.
就在我们教会的这个进门的上方有一个大大的十字架。
I remember when we first installed it there, and on Sundays I would stop and look up and I say, thank you, Jesus.
当这个十字架刚刚建立在我们教会正门的时候，每次星期天我来到教会的时候，我都会停下来说，感谢耶稣基督。
And then one day I found myself parking and passed right by and went into my office.
但是有一天我感受到我把车停下来以后，然后我就匆匆忙忙的会进到我的办公室。
I wonder how many of us just park, come into the church, go to your Bible study, go to worship, and never even notice that cross.
我不知道我们中间有多少人是我们来到教会，把车停下来，然后就去忙于我们的事情，是学习圣经，去做别的各种各样的事情，但是却没有注视到十字架的存在。
The meaning of the cross hasn't changed. What it did for us hasn't changed, but somewhere along the line, we changed.
十字架的意义并没有改变，但是我们却在慢慢的改变。
The danger is not that the cross has moved, it's not that we reject it, it's just that we stop paying attention.
这个危险并不是在于我们拒绝了十字架，而是我们不再去关注十字架。
The wood becomes familiar, the nails don't sting us anymore, the blood is distant, and we don't pay much attention to the rugged cross.
就是十字架的木头变得是习以为常，这个钉痕也不再是让我们感受到痛苦，十字架的宝血也变得逐渐的遥远，我们不再感受它对我们心灵的震撼。
We still sing about it, we still talk about it, we still read about it, but somewhere along the line, it starts to move ever so slowly where the cross just becomes a decoration on a wall, on a building, in a worship hall.
我们虽然是歌颂十字架，继续去读十字架，去读圣经，但是慢慢的，它这个十字架就变成了一个背景的一个装饰。
It becomes a necklace, it becomes a logo, but nothing more for us.
它变成了一个我们戴在身上的一个项链，变成了一个标志，但是不再有更多的对我们来说更多的震撼的意义。
We don't abandon Jesus.But the cross becomes a routine. It becomes part of the background. We recite the truth, but we no longer tremble at its weight.
十字架变成一个习以为常的事情。我们虽然在嘴里面继续讲述这个真理，但是十字架这个并没有真正的震撼我们的内心，让我们感受到它的存在。
We think about the Good Friday that's coming, if you're thinking at all, and our hearts are not moved anymore. We think about Easter and how some of you are getting baptized and our hearts are not moved anymore. It's just another Easter, it's just another Good Friday. That's what Christians do.
在我们想象到即将到来的复活节的时候，我们也会变得习以为常。我们是年复一年的，我们在重复这些，我们不再感受到新鲜和对我们的震撼。
One of the great preachers in the past was Charles Spurgeon, and one day he was meditating upon the cross, and he realized his hearts were not moved. It was not at all of the cross, and he was shocked.
一个很伟大的布道家，我们都熟悉是查尔斯施布珍。有一天他在默想十字架的时候，他不再的感受到十字架对他的震撼，他自己感到十分的震惊。
This is a man who preached the gospel and the cross every single day of his life if he could. And yet he looked at that cross and he realized the awe and the surprise and the reverence towards that cross had disappeared and he felt like he was in trouble.
施布珍一生的话就是来讲述福音，但是他当他看在十字架这一天这一段时光，当他看住十字架的时候，他不再感受到十字架对他的震撼。十字架对他心灵的冲击，他自己感受到自己的离神很遥远。
So he goes to God on our knees and cry out to God, God tenderize my heart. God, I need to feel that cross again. God, I can't have it so distant from me.
于是他跪在神的面前，他向神呼求，神求你来软化我的心，使你让我再次感受到你对我心灵的震撼，求你让我离你不再那么的遥远。
God answered that prayer, but he came to a realization that our faith can never go beyond the cross.
神确实是再一次帮助了他，他意识到我们的信仰就中心就是在十字架上面。
He realized the cross has to move our hearts and stir our hearts no matter how long you've believed in Jesus Christ.
十字架应该是永远会对我们的心灵造成的震撼，不管是我们成为基督徒有多久的时间。
So this morning I ask you, all of us who are believers in Jesus Christ, when was the last time the cross has stirred your heart and moved your heart?
今天我问大家，大家成为基督徒，上一次是什么时候十字架来震动你的心灵？
If our hearts have been moved because of the cross for so many years, then maybe today as we take the table, we ask God, God, would you restore and tenderize our hearts once again?
如果我们的心灵很久都没有再为十字架感到震撼，那么今天在吃圣餐的时候，领受圣餐的时候，求你向神呼求，让神再次来软化我们的心，使我们能修复和神达到一个亲密的关系。
Galatians chapter 6:14, Paul says, God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
加拉太书六章十四节说是，但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十架。
My friends, you cannot boast about something that you're indifferent towards.
我们不应该去我们夸口别的东西，除了十架以外。
You cannot boast about something you're numb towards.
如果我们对十架感到麻木不仁的话，我们是绝对不会去来宣告十架。
You boast about things you're excited. You boast about things you overjoys you. You boast about things that stirs your heart. So the question is, does the cross still stir your heart?
我们夸耀的话，往往是夸耀我们引以为自豪的事情，我们不会夸耀那些我们麻木不仁的事情。现在关键就是说是十架是不是再次的让你能够感到震撼。
Because Bible never talks about the cross like it's part of a background or a scene. Bible talks about a cross in a way that it rips your life apart, in a way where the cross and the blood and the sweat meant to change and transform us, not like something that just sits on the wall.
就是十字架从来不是一个背景的一个装饰，而是十字架是要彻底的改变我们，它是有鲜血。有宝血，有眼泪，来拯救我们，来能使我们能够彻底的改变。
So the Paul says in Galatians chapter 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
所以说保罗在加拉太书里面说是，我已与主同钉十字架，现在活的不再是我，而是耶稣基督活在我的里面。
He says, this is not my life. My old That guy that was Paul, that was chasing after the world, and that was trying to persecute people and sinful and insecure, that guy died on the cross.
保罗在宣告地说，现在活的不再是我那个过去的老我，他迫害基督徒，他追求这个世上的荣耀，这个保罗已经死去了。
Because he's not saying I'm going to die, he's not saying I'm trying to die, he's not saying I'm going to surrender. He says, I have been crucified. He's dead.
他并不是说他要他的老我要将要死去，或者他的老我是将要被改变，而是他是宣告他的老我已经死去。
And this is his new identity, and it is final identity.
这是他新的在主里面他新的身份和是一个全新的自我。
See, the gospel isn't about Jesus coming to improve your life.
这个福音并不是说耶稣基督来仅仅是来到这个世上让你的生活变得好一点。
I mean, you look at the TV and some of the popular speakers on TV that some of you are very familiar with, so many of them preach the gospel as if it is there to make you rich, make you more comfortable, make you better.
我们可以看到电视上有很多关于成功神学的这样的牧师，好像他们说福音只是让你的生活让你变得更加富有，更加快乐。
No.The Jesus Christ came to crucify what was killing you, to bury the part of you that was never meant to be there. And he didn't do it gently. He had sweat, he had blood, he had thorns, he had spears, and he had nails and the rugged cross to do that.
耶稣基督来到世上并不是让你的生活变得好一点，而是他要让你的老我，那个有罪的老我彻底的死去。他这样做的话是通过血汗，通过钉痕，通过枪伤来彻底的改变你。
So I ask you this morning, when was the last time you noticed the cross and stirred your heart?
今天我再次问大家，是上一次十字架是什么时候能够彻底的感动你的心？
Let me show you a picture and you tell me what's wrong with this picture, okay?
我们下面看一个照片。
There's a guy carrying the cross. What's wrong with this picture? Do you see that wheel there?
我们看到这个十字架下面有一个轮子。
Oh, Christian brothers and sisters, is this how we carry the cross?
这是不是我们应该是每天跟随主背起自己的十字架的这种样式？
Oh, take it easy. Don't go too far with Jesus Christ.Put some wheel. If we had it our way, we'll put an engine on that thing and put a seat so we don't even have to walk anymore.
这个好像是就是说这个十字架的跟随主耶稣基督的方式，就是说不要过分的追求，而是可以给自己放松一点。如果我们有可能的话，我们可能会在这种十字架上可能还会装一个引擎。
Is this how we're carrying the cross? Oh, I'm too tired. I can't be there.I won't go worship. Oh, I am so. And then we just make cross casual and we lose the commitment. It's not about the church. It's not about brothers and sisters around me, but it's all about me.
如果我们这样来跟随，用这种方式来跟随主耶稣，背起自己十字架的时候，我们会经常会说，我太累了，我太疲倦了，我们不再会到教会来，不再，我们所想所思所想的全是我自己。而不是教会和教会的兄弟姊妹。
Because our crosses have wheels, we have become so self-centered.
因为我们的十字架下面有轮子，我们是完完全全仍旧是以自我为中心。
You know, I heard this guy talk about it. I remember going to Yosemite for the first time, and as I was going down, I saw that dome. I got out of my car and just watched that dome. It was so grand and beautiful.
我想我第一次到优胜美地公园的时候，我第一次看到那个 half dome， 就是一个。
What do we do now? We get off the car and what? We do selfies.
就当时我第一次看到它，我下车以后感到十分的震撼。现在我再次去的时候，我们再看到这个景观，我们只是下来很随随便便的自我跟那照张相而已。
We would rather make us the subject of the picture rather than the grand, beautiful creation of God.
我们在这样做的时候，我们把自己变成这个照片的中心，而不是把神所创造的这个很美的自然景观作为我们注视的对象。
I went to the Grand Canyon one day with my family and everybody. I mean, they even have selfie sticks right at the time, and they're just taking pictures of themselves, covering the grandness of Grand Canyon.
当我和家人一起去大峡谷的时候，大峡谷有很多很多的人，他们都在忙着拍照，都在注视着自己，而忘却了背后这个很美丽的景观。
How many of you like selfies?
你们都
really just three of you? Somebody's lying here. I like selfies, right? My wife had like selfies. She goes like this, and she's not using apples, so she goes, and then it takes pictures of you.We all love selfies.
我们都喜欢跟自己来照相。
But we need to take our eyes off of ourselves and get it back on the cross.
但我们需要把自己的眼光从自己身上转移开，重新开始来关注十字架。
Go back to when you first received and accepted Christ and encountered that cross.Do you remember when you said, Jesus, this life is yours, whatever you ask, I will give it to you, wherever you send, I will go.
我们需要回到我们初信的时候，当时十字架对我们的感动，我们曾经说，这个生命就是你的主，你让我去哪里，我就会去哪里。
Do you remember that? If you call me Jesus to Africa, there I am. If you call me to Iraq, there I am. God, wherever you send me, here I am. Use me, wear me out.
我们当时会有这样的热情，就是说，主，不管你让我去非洲、去伊拉克或去任何地方，这个生命就是属于你的，主，随你来使用。
Do you remember that? Let's go back.
让我们大家回到最初的初心。
Because if you don't, the cross has become so familiar to you, you'll ignore it.
如果我们没有回到初心的话，这个十字架变得是这样的熟悉，我们就会而忽视它，因为是过分的熟悉。
We're still thankful for the cross, but the question the Bible is asking is that still shaping you?
我们仍然对十字架感到感恩，但是圣经的对要教导我们的说，是十字架是不是仍在继续的塑造你？
Has the cross become like a Bible verse you quote, but there is no feeling? It's like the Lord is my shepherd, but then there's no depth that relationship because we haven't spent enough time with our shepherd.
就说 是不是圣经变成了一个这样，就是说仅仅是一个教条而已。我们说，神是我的牧者，但是我们这个牧者并没有，我们并没有跟这个牧者有亲密的关系。
Has the cross moved from the center of your life to somewhere by the side because of your family, your kids, your job, your future, your retirement? Has the cross taken the back seat because of all these other things that we want to hold on to?
十字架是不是已经从你的生命的中心而慢慢变到边缘的地方，你的工作，你的孩子，你的家庭，你的退休，你的等等的一切而占据你的心，而十字架却慢慢地退到了你的生活的边缘？
Because here's the truth.If the family, future, job, and all these things we're so concerned about have pushed the cross aside, that means you have moved.
如果是我们的工作、我们的孩子、我们的家庭等等这一切变成我们生命的中心的时候，这就表明十字架并没有改变，我们是改变了。
And this is the best day, as we take the communion, for us to return to that cross once again.
今天是一个美好的日子，在我们领受圣餐的时候，让我们再次把神放在我们的生命的中心中。
Let's read Galatians 2:20 once again. I'm going to put it on the screen, and you read it. And does it do anything for you? Or more better question is, why is it not doing anything for you? Can I have that? I think there's a. It's next line. You read it, okay?
我们大家都来读一下这个加拉太书。
What does it do to you?
在你读的时候，有没有对你心灵产生撞击？而且一个问题就是说，如果没有产生感动的话，为什么？
My friends, if this doesn't do anything to you, then you ought to ask, why is it not doing anything to me? When we are reading the reality of our lives, as Paul says, if anyone is in Christ,Where Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.If this verse doesn't do anything for you, as Christians, as those who follow Jesus, then we must ask, why is that? What has taken place of the cross of Jesus Christ in our life?
就在我们读这段经文的时候，如果对我们的心里没有产生撞击的话，这段经文应该是我们作为基督徒生活的一个真正的描述，就是我们不再是我们自己的老我活在我们中间，而是耶稣基督活在我们里面。如果这段经文没有对我们产生任何震撼和影响，我们应该严肃地问自己，为什么是这个样子？
Because everything that stood between you and God that prevented you from going to God needs to die on the cross. And the cross was the only place that was big enough, strong enough, powerful enough to do that.
如果有任何阻止的我们能够和神建立亲密的关系的话，这些事情都必须在十字架上被受死。
And the Bible tells us, if you die on that cross, then something amazing arises from that death.
圣经告诉我们，如果你的老我钉死在十字架上的话，你的生命会有崭新的改变。
In 2 Corinthians 2:5-17, it says, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
哥林多后书里面说，有若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
He says, if you died on that cross, that old self that prevented you from seeing God, what he says is this, you are a new creation, not upgrade, not rebranded, not a better version of your old self. No, new, a new creation.
这段经告诉我们说，我们在主里面已经成了一个全新的人，而不是一个升级版本的一个旧我。
This is not behavior modification. It's not sin reduction. It's not spiritual self-help. This is resurrection.
这段经文描述的时候，我们要一定要重生，并不是让我们行为变得好一点，或者我们稍微有一些改变而已。
And if you meet this Jesus, I bet you, you're going to take off those wheels off your cross.
如果我们遇到真正的有和耶稣有这样的相遇，我相信你会把那些十字架上的轮子给取下来。
Because we died at that Calvary once and for all, but we are still surrendering at that Calvary every single day.
我们作为基督徒确实已经死去过，在加勒山上，在十字架上死过，但是我们每天都要背负自己的十字架来继续的跟随主。
We're still laying down our old habits, our selfishness to that rugged cross, still dying daily so He can live fully through us.
我们每天都要背起自己的十字架来跟随主，这样的话是我们旧的习惯、旧的老我，然后活出一个新的生活来。
Because if you believe in the Jesus of the Bible, that cross is working in you every day, every time you kneel, every time you confess, every time you choose God over yourself, God is forming you to become like His Son, Jesus Christ.
如果我们相信真正的相信耶稣基督，每次我们匍匐来到主的面前，每一次我们的忏悔，每一次我们的祷告，神就是通过这些来彻底的改变塑造我们。
So that you and I can, along with Paul, say this verse with confidence, I've been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
我们可以和保罗一样，很有信心的宣告，我的旧我已经钉死在十字架上，现在活的不再是我，而是耶稣基督活在我里面。
Maybe you've grown numb to the cross. Maybe you've heard sermons too many times without obedience. Maybe the songs have faded into some sort of routine. Maybe you held the communion bread for too long and too often and become a tradition rather than truth.
也许我们已经听过这种关于这样的步道太多次了。也许我们把所有的一切圣餐都当成习以为常的一个习惯而已。
So this morning, before you come to the communion table, don't just remember the cross, return to it.
今天我们来到圣餐的桌前的时候，让我们再次回想，不仅仅是想起这个十字架，而是重新委身于我们十字架。
Return to the place where the wrath of God and the mercy of God collided and mercy won.
重新回到十字架上，是神的愤怒和神的恩典交战的地方，然后神的恩典最终得胜。
Return to the place where the love of God was so beautifully displayed on that cross, the place where Jesus didn't simply die for you, but place where He grabbed you and pulled you into His kingdom.
我们再次回到十字架上，不仅仅是耶稣基督为我们而死，而是他来伸出的双手来拥抱你，来改变你。
The cross is still there, powerful, able to save. And this morning, we need to run to it. We need to run to it.
十字架仍在那里，它仍有救赎的大恩。今天早上我们应该奔跑，走向这个十字架。
And let the cross drown out the lies of the enemy. You're not good enough. You're not strong enough. You're not enough. Those are lies because you are a new creation.
让十字架湮灭到所有的一切，说你不够好，不够充分，等等这一切的谎言，因为是你会在主里面，在十字架里面变成一个全新的自我。
If you're drowning in the lies of the enemy, why am I not good enough? Why is she like that, but I'm like this? And we drown ourselves in self-pity. The cross says, you are a new creation. The old is gone and new has come.
如果我们仍旧生活在一个自我怜悯的状态里面，为什么我是这样的生活，而别人却有那样的生活的话，让我们今天让回转到十字架面前， 你在主里面成了一个完全崭新的创造。
So this morning, before we take the elements, maybe the best thing we can do is be still and know that He is God.
今天在我们领受圣餐之前，让我们能做的最好的话就是安静，然后让我们回想神仍在做主。
Don't rush it, right? Take your time. And maybe for some of us, we need to take time to run into the arms of Jesus who said, Come unto me, ye who are weary, for I will give you rest.
我们不需要着急，我们今天来到领受圣餐的时候，我们在回想神的恩典，回想神的话语，所有劳苦担重担的人都可以到我的面前来，我会给你安息。
Let the cross speak to you. And let God speak through the cross that you are crucified with Christ and Jesus is enough.
让神通过十字架来对你来讲话，你已经你的老我已经在十字架上钉死，现在活的不再是你，而是耶稣基督在你里面活着。
So when you take these elements this morning, do not do it out of habit, but do it out of commitment and confession, saying, God, I come back to you, restore in me the joy of thy salvation.
今天在你领受圣餐的时候，不再我希望你不再是因为着习惯而领受圣餐，而是重新回转到主的面前来，来忏悔，来悔改，来重新委身于神，让神来改变我们。
Every time I share here, my message gets longer and longer, right? Because one time somebody said, "You only do 20-minute sermons," so I've done 40-minute sermons here. But today I want to give you time to think about the elements. So let me close with this. Many years ago, when I was in high school, I had an entrepreneur mindset, right? So off of 17th Street International in Oakland, I set up a table to sell airbrush t-shirts.
就我在年轻的时候，在高中的时候，我是很有这种创业精神的。当时我住在奥克兰，我自己开了一个是就是 T恤衫设计的一个这样一个摊子摊位。
So if you don't know what an airbrush t-shirt is, you get a blank t-shirt and you draw art on it and people pay money for that.
就是我要做的就是说一个崭新的一个T恤衫，我可以在上面画画，然后设计一个画图案以后，然后把它来通过这个来赚钱。
Now think about it, okay, this is like 30 years ago. I was it was even longer than that. It was in the 90s, early 90s.
这就是我在做这个事情的时候是在 90年代的初期，大概30多年前。
I have a bunch of art on the wall. People can come and say, I want that, and then I draw that for them.
我在这个店位的摊位的里面会有一些艺术的设计，然后这个顾客来的时候就会指着上面的图片说，我需要这样的一个设计，我就会把它在他们那个T恤衫上给它画出来。
It was great business. I made like $300 to $400 a day when I was out there.
当时的生意我其实做的还是挺好的，我当时在90年代初一天就会收入有300-400块钱。
If God didn't call me to ministry, I'd be rich right now.
如果神没有呼召我作为牧师的话，我现在可能是生意会做得很好。
Then one day, this mid-20s lady showed up.
然后有一天，一个20多岁的一个女人来到我的摊位。
She was dressed in a way to attract men.
她打扮的样式是用来吸引诱惑男人。
She asked me to draw a little heart on a small-sized T-shirt for her baby girl.
她让我在一个小的T恤衫上面画一个新的图形，因为是她要把它送给她的女儿。
Took me 5 minutes. I drew it. I gave it to her. She gave me cash, and that should have been it.
只让我只花了5分钟就把这个图案做好了，然后我把它做好的T恤衫交给她，她就付了钱就走了。
But that night, I couldn't go to sleep. That lady was in my mind.
但那天晚上我却不能够入睡，这个女人在我的脑海里浮现。Because
I knew where that money came from.
我知道她的钱是从哪里来的。
Like the woman in the Bible who used alabaster jar to attract men, she dressed in a way to call out to men who wanted her body but not her heart.
就是像圣经那个女人一样，她穿着打扮是用来吸引男人，而不是吸引男人注视她的身体，而不是她的心灵。
Men who wanted her body but not wanted to give her love.
她吸引的是些想得到她身体的那些男人，而不是想给予她爱的这些人。
Yet in a very strange way, when she bought that T-shirt with money from me, she was using the money she earned being unloved to give love to her baby daughter.
但是她却是用她来这些不是从爱得到的金钱，然后来想给她的女儿以爱。
I never went back to that place again, and my business flopped.
我再也没去那个地方，然后我的生意关掉了。
You know, that encounter reminded me of the cross. Jesus was abandoned by his closest friend, betrayed by a kiss, rejected by the very people who were screaming, Hosanna, Hosanna, just a week earlier.
这个事情让我感受到就像耶稣基督在受难前的时候，在他受难的一周之前，还有很多人簇拥了他，喊叫着 Hosanna, Hosanna.
Jesus took all the anger, all the mockery,all the spitting and words that you can't put in your mouth, the indifference and the numbness, all of that, friends who abandoned him, took all of that unlove, and he gave his ultimate love for dying for you on the cross.
耶稣基督当时承受了所有的这些拒绝、嘲讽和愤怒，但是他却给了最终的爱，给了我们所有的人，就是献上自己的生命。
No wonder Paul says the most important thing in my life is the cross.
所以保罗说在他生命中最重要的事情就是十字架。
No wonder he says the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
十字架对于那些不信来讲是看为是愚蠢的、愚笨的，但是对我们相信的人来说却是神的大能。
No wonder he says, Jews seek signs, Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ, Him crucified.
他说是犹太人需要的是神迹，希腊人需要的是智慧，但是我们却宣扬神十架的救恩的大能。
My friends, let's return to that cross this morning. That cross that called us and beckoned us to come.I recognize one of the songs we sang this morning is from the hymn, right? It's hymn. A little bit differently sung, but it is a call out to say, Jesus, I'm coming to you. Jesus, I'm coming to you. Don't forget me. If you forget me, where will I be? Jesus, remember me. Let's go back to that cross.
今天我们唱了一个颂赞的诗歌的话是从诗歌本里面来的。我知道那个歌的意思就让我们来回转归到神的面前，神只有在神的里面我们才能有新的真正的生命。
And maybe this morning as we take the elements very soon, we can pray like Spurgeon, God, I don't know how my heart has been distant so much. Would you break my heart, tenderize my heart, that my heart will once again flutterand jump when I think about the cross of Jesus Christ.
今天在我们领受圣餐的时候，让我们像施布真一样，重新，如果我们的心和神变得比较遥远，让我们神再次来感动我们，让我们能够在想到十架救恩的时候，能够激励我们的心，让我们能够跟神建立更亲密的关系。
And I know people are going to come and grab these, and when you get it, don't rush it. Hold on to it.And if you need to repent, repent. If you need to cry out, cry out. And maybe today, instead of individually taking it, let's take it as a family of God who belongs to the cross.
今天我们在领受圣餐的时候，当你拿到圣餐以后，不要急着去享用。然后我们在自己，你需要悔改的话就去悔改，需要呼求的话，我们就向神来呼求，求神来改变我们，然后继续有火热的心。然后我们整个教会做一个肢体来一同享用神的圣餐。
Let me pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. Once again, we come to you. Would you restore in us the joy of thy salvation? Would you restore in us the heart that flutters and jumps, heart that is stirred and excited when we think about the cross of Jesus Christ, where our Lord died and gave himself for us?And this morning as we take the elements, The elements that represent the body of Christ and the wine that represents the blood of Christ that was shed for us. A ceremony that you've given to your followers. God, may we remember the cross and we ask and we repent so our hearts may be restored to tenderized place where we experience God in reverence and awe as we ought to, as it were when we first met with you. So God, bless this congregation. Love on us as we take these elements. In Jesus' name, amen.